Ladies and gentlemen, once again it is, for the 692nd time, the Mason and Friends Show, featuring his Junus, a.k.a. that dude called you.
Be careful of the unicorn pussy, it might turn you out.
As well as that dude called Mike, a.k.a. his black handness.
Yeah.
Me, I am Mason, a.k.a. L. Mahoney. Welcome to the Mason and Friends Show.
What's happening, y'all? What's good out there today?
Unicorn pussy.
You gotta watch out for unicorn
pussy.
Might
get your head right, might get your head wrong. Hey, might make a gay man turn straight, might make a straight man turn gay. You never know. You just gotta be careful for it, bro.
Yeah. Be careful.
Yeah, there's been discussions.
What's that dust gets on you?
That
a unicorn dust.
That unicorn pussy dust?
That dust gets on you. Ain't no telling it.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's how they do it, too.
That shit that,
what's that dust sprinkle?
Yeah, sprinkle.
It ain't telling how the wind's gonna fucking waft it and what's gonna happen, you know what I mean?
I mean, you right, man. Pussy like will make a motherfucker do all kinds of crazy things.
Like that
things.
Booty mist, man. All symptoms ain't the same for certain individuals.
That is the truth.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Booty
yeah,
mist
yeah.
don't hit the same for everybody.
Mist hits you in all different ways, bro.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. It's fucking crazy out here, man. Uh-huh. You know, people's sexual preference is your sexual preference.
You ever had your ass ate?
Fuck.
We talked about that?
No.
Never good. Never in a way that I was like, ooh, we gotta do that again.
Oh man, it's all
ooh, baby, wait, can we do that again?
Never. Not good, god damn it.
So that's always a no. That's a forever no for you.
Yeah, it's a forever no for me. Yeah, ain't no bitch's tongue going in my ass.
Well, like, I can't give you a good review of the experience, so, like, you know, why would you even, you know, if I was like, oh man, bro, you need to get that done.
Bruh, look,
that'd be one thing, but I'm not
gonna lie to you. This motherfucker I worked with, this was some crazy shit. I'm at a Christmas party, for the company I worked for, and I'm sitting at the table chilling, and I was the last one to get there, so I'm chilling, right? I hear these motherfuckers laughing. They're like, "Yo, ask Big Mike, ask him the question." I'm like, "Oh fuck, what is it? What you got, man?" My homie comes to me, he goes, "Yo, man, have you ever had a bitch put a finger up your ass when she's sucking your dick?" I'm like, what? No, bruh, not at all. Like, what kind of question is that? Like, why would I want a finger up my ass while I'm getting my dick sucked, man? That don't seem right. He's like, man, look, I'm telling you, bruh, changed your whole world. Obviously, it changed your world, man, because I look at you funny now. Like, how much of this finger did she put in you? He's like, oh, she don't put in that much, like the tip. I'm like, nah, motherfucker, if you got a finger in your butt, she's not putting just the tip in.
She just finding the G-spot, bruh. I ain't had a finger in my ass yet. I'm just saying.
Wait a minute, now you said yes.
Yeah, man, I haven't had that yet.
I'm only 39. I'm not opposed to having my salad tossed. I'm not opposed to that. But a finger is, is, you know. But
if
you
a woman can convince me she knows what she's doing.
We're not gonna skip over this.
But
you said you're not opposed to getting your salad tossed. So you let a bitch eat out your ass.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I need to see what it think is about. Cause I had, you know, I've been around an unpurposed lick, so to say, you know what I mean? There's been some times where you already know that. I have no offense on that at all, you know what I mean? I'll toss this out quick like
but
a chef.
Saying, wait, while but you're looking saying, while girls lick your balls, a straight tongue,
yeah,
like,
yeah, they, when they, when they, when,
and rimmed it.
Look, the good ones, yeah, the real classic across. Ones, they cover the whole area, all right? Well, that's all in there. The balls are usually damn near connected to the ass, depending on how you lay. You know what I mean? So it's all right around in that old earth.
Holy,
you know what I mean?
Shit.
So you kind of want to, ooh.
Wait,
hold on now. What just happened? You know?
This motherfucker said, ooh.
It don't quite blank, man. It don't quite blank, man, you man. But you get a straight tug, it kind of gets you wondering, man, what kind of man you really is. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna lie to you.
Oh, man. God damn it.
Hey man, if it's a lady's tongue, I don't particularly care.
Yeah, I mean, God, that's damn. Where I'm at in it. You know, I'm not opposed to it.
So,
you know
wait, what so I mean? If a woman was like sucking your dick and says all of a sudden you get a finger up your ass.
That's a little too much. We've talked about that.
You know, like there's some porn star chicks that really know what they're doing. And if a porn star chick is like, I'm gonna have my way with you, and she goes and sticks her finger up my butt in the middle of some crazy shit and I come really hard, I'm not getting mad at her. I'm not gonna be upset about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna get upset.
I need to see how much finger went in there.
Exactly. I would be like,
wait, if you would have.
He needs to see how much finger went in. Hey, show me which digit you went to.
Hold on. Where extent of the nail did you go, girl? All right, that's all I need to know. If the nail was invisible,
can you put on some gloves at least?
If the nail was invisible,
that's all I really want. Can you put on a glove before you do this? So as soon as you're done, you can just whack that bitch off and throw it away.
If you see the nail, she ain't but a half inch in. No matter whatever.
So you're saying you're not taking full penetration.
Anything past the nail might be violation. Especially if you start counting knuckles, and if she double knuckle in, you crack a smile, like, you might have some questions.
Technically, I couldn't go any further in.
Yeah, you might have some questions to ask yourself, and you know, I mean, maybe a shrink. You know, I mean,
you're so worried. The Jew is so worried. He'd be like, "Man, I came with a finger in my butt. There's something wrong with me."
Doc, have you ever had a finger in your ass, man? Can I ask you a question, Doc, on a personal level? Have you ever had your finger in your ass? That's really where I'm at right now. Is this a different copay, or is this something we can score today? That's the only reason why I'm here. Life is great, you know what I mean?
His problem is he'd be down there getting his prostate checked, and he's going to be like, hey, work that thing a little bit, man.
Hey, did she damage me? Did she damage me in 05?
If you start moving around like this, like, hold on, Doc, wait a minute, Doc, hold on, you're not there yet. There you are, Doc.
Exactly.
Okay, now, Work it, Doc.
Possible anal injury in 05, man. She ain't fucked me up, right? All right, I'm straight.
Now, hold on, man. You have to know how far is she with your ass on the made you come. But now, this is after the fact.
That's his question. That's what he's worried about afterwards. Question. He's like, man,
you know,
I came hard. Did you get two digits in there, or was that just a tip?
Like, if she made you bust off one of them Hancock nuts, you know, where you're fucking shooting up out the trailer ceiling and shit like that.
Hey, girl, was that your pinky or your middle finger? Was it all of it, or was it just some of it?
Yeah, I need to see the girth. Because you're in the heat of the moment. You don't really realize
I need you to take this brand new thing of Play-Doh and go into it exactly how much you went into my booty hole with this, please, with jabber finger.
And then I'm going to take it to my pediatric and be like, hey, is this too much?
Is this a problem? Can I do this on the regular?
How much of this can you get inserted in your ass? It's fucking legally fine.
How is it that the second episode is always so much crazier than the first?
God damn it.
This is us warmed up.
Fuck. This motherfucker here. So,
I'm still talking to unicorn pussy.
I'm just still tripping that you need to know how far she went in. Now,
what's important to him.
If she made you fucking lose your shit, like fucking completely blow your load numerous times, not just once.
Oh, we're
like,
doing it again. Sorry about it.
You call her.
That's like if you go down that route once and it's amazing, you're going down that route again.
Right, look, girl, I don't even want you to suck my dick. Just put your finger in my ass and make me bust like you did.
Just diddle my booty hole.
I need three good hard ones. I don't think
I could say that out loud to her though. Right?
Would you just be like real, like obvious about it?
You know, like when women get up on you, bed, they move their ass up on you. How they scoot their ass up on you? That's
he'd just be
doing.
Sitting his hand, his booty right on her hand the whole time.
I might slap my ass one.
Are you gonna move her hand to
pop
your ass?
Like, no, I'll pop my cheek out a bit.
Fucking stupid.
I got that ass there.
God damn it, man.
That could be an every time thing.
Every time, like,
it could be every
the
time.
The only way you can get off is if she puts her face.
Maybe tossing the salad, but I can't be getting no.
You see him in a relationship with a new woman, you know.
You just said that might be an every time thing. If
no, the tossing,
you,
the tossing of the salad.
The tossing can be every time without the finger.
I don't know yet. I gotta really see what I gotta experience it first to figure out what kind of experience it is. Ladies.
We talked about this a couple episodes ago. The shit he puts out in the universe, he's manifesting it now. He's gonna find that one chick that one day is gonna put her finger up his ass and it's gonna fucking turn him out.
we've all been with the chick that's want to put their finger in her at one point in time. Whether ever, they said it out loud,
nobody's ever said
asked you that.
Nobody's ever said it.
But at least we've all been with one chick.
Yeah. I wouldn't put it fast, but nobody's ever been like,
"Hey, have you ever tried this?
You want to give the love?
Listen, what I do with my finger? Watch this."
Right, nah, I'm good. Exit only. Could be a bitch. Come on, nah, I'm perfectly fine with that. I don't need a finger up my booty hole. Not at all. Cause then you gotta look at her funny. Then you gonna be like, I can't look at you the same way. You can't be sitting there eating breakfast and she just smiling at you. She's violating you.
But you can look at her different when she fucking gobbling your whole fucking load.
That's what I'm saying.
Spackle it all down her whole crevice, down her tonsils and shit.
If whatever she is up to is truly like that amazing and intense, like if the best orgasm you've ever had is that time she licked your taint and stuck her finger up your booty mid blowjob, you know you're not gonna have a problem with it.
That sounds like birthday.
That's what I'm saying. That's
like birthday,
special, right? Yeah. That's some birthday special.
Birthday and Halloween, right there.
It's a Halloween specially.
Like birthday shit.
Like if you do it right, she turns around and returns it.
I just remembered this when you said that, man. I actually worked with a dude, the same guy that had the sex toy machine, man.
The blowjob hand machine.
Yeah, the blowjob joint. He used to fucking tell us, man, on birthdays and holidays was the day he would like fucking like take like a colon cleanse or whatever, you know. Because he was like, man, she's going to toss my salad, man, because it's birthday and holiday. I'm like, wait a minute, what?
Birthday, I get my salad tossed.
And got a finger in the booty hole. I worked with a dude that would fucking openly talk about this shit, man, to anybody that would
see,
listen.
And that's it. He loved it so much, he wanted to spread the word.
That he did.
He was he like,
did.
You can, too.
We're like, what? Wait a minute. Nah,
I'm trying
man.
To tell you, that's like, that spot's got to be something, bro.
I would assume, I guess
it's
so.
It's the intensity of the orgasm that has to be something.
That's what
they say is because we have a prostate, that's why it feels better going up in the booty hole. But
well,
because
it's the prostate that's getting stimulated, and the prostate is like the base of the cack.
Yeah. But how far do you have to go in to get to that?
Not far at all, bro.
I don't know. I don't think it's far.
We're
not far. Like the grand scheme of thing is,
I don't
far. It can't be far because there's only so much space in the area that you're involved in.
Yeah.
Like there's dick, there's booty hole. They're all right there.
It's directly just going to the base of the dick, so it can't be that far.
Right. What, an inch? Maybe. Maybe less.
Wasn't my strong suit.
Maybe more.
Yeah, you gotta be hitting the surface area half inch in, at least near. Like sniffing right around the turd. You know what I'm saying? Just sniffing right around the turd. You know what I mean?
Yeah, prostate can't be too far from the turd.
It can't be. Like all that shit, it's all gotta be all right there. It's probably just right above the tank. Like it's probably on the backside of the tank.
Cause then you know you gotta go in and get your prostate exam. You know what I mean? So they gotta put a finger up your ass.
Well, there you go. You
anyway.
Just ask the doc. How far are you going there, bro? I just want to make sure.
Like,
that
what's the technicality?
Well, yeah,
right.
Well,
I want to be able to tell Tiffany like a depth like,
look,
to shoot for.
Let's see. Hold on.
Look, Tiffany. Jim only went in one knuckle, bitch. So there ain't no reason
Dr.
you go.
Doctor Jim.
Yeah, Doctor Jim. Doctor Jim only went in one knuckle, in me.
That'd be so great. Tiffany, Jim went in like no more than a knuckle, and here you are, three knuckles deep. God damn it, Tiffany.
Smile.
Man, hold on,
who's
wait a minute.
Funny?
How does the Jim know so much better than you do?
Who's that funny?
So are you asking the doctor before he gets in your asshole or after? Or
this
while
is after.
He's in it?
This is after.
While you're bent over, like, hey, Doc, how far are you
going? No, no,
Doc, now that we've gone that far together, can you go ahead and explain to me how far in my booty hole my prostate
now that
actually
been all
is?
In my ass. Can you figure out how deep I was? Because I may want to try to look for it myself, you know what I mean? If I can weed out this copay on the next time.
You're going to have the bear underneath this shit, squat over a bear, try to fucking
you
put a finger in
there. You said, what, 5 years? Nah, 5 years, that ain't my 5-year plan, bro. So if I get 2 mirrors, right, how far of my finger do I need? What actually am I looking for?
Shit.
What's it feel like?
Stupid, yeah.
He's trying to make sure he knows what's going
like,
on.
Am I looking for like oodles and noodles, or am I looking for a corn kernel or something? Or, like, I mean, what are we looking here for? Like lettuce leaf or something? Like, what are we here feeling around for, Doc?
That'd be something for your kids to walk in on y'all while you trying to figure your own booty
on. Prostate and your shit? Why you got the little square dude talking to you and shit, trying to tell you how to fucking put your own finger in your asshole, colon, right? Like,
once you figure all this out, we're going to have to make a how-to video and put it out in the world.
Oh, all up in that ass. Yeah. All up in that
ass. That's what we would call it. All up in that ass. All up in that ass. How to have your prostate properly stimulated by your friend.
Yeah. And then how
not
to
a specific friend, by your friend.
Then we had to do a bleacher after. Then we can bleach it after for him.
No, bleaching, yes. Lots of, like, booty hole maintenance. Proper booty hole interaction.
Because you got to clean
colon
the booty hole
out. Is a douche, technically.
Because you can't fucking just put your finger up in there and not expect that to just
come back out.
Yeah, because something's going to follow. Because basically, like you're trying to clean the pipe out. Like, if you ever had a clogged pipe and you snake the pipe, and then all that shit comes out,
backdrap.
It's the same thing.
Backdrap.
So you put your, because they give you that fucking drink you got to drink before you get a camera up your butt.
Yeah, you got to work. You got to watch out.
Yeah. You don't want to have a motherfucker after taco night. You know?
Yeah, that's why they tell you not to eat.
Yeah.
What is that shit? Just like black light? That shit probably just black lights everything so they go in there and see what you're
doing. No, it actually flushes you out.
You got to be cleaned out.
Yeah, you like shit for 24 hours or whatever.
So that way when
they drink this crap and shit for 24 hours.
Just shit for days.
Yeah, so that way when they go up in there with the camera, when they pull that shit out, ain't nothing coming out.
There's not a lot of duty on there. They're not having to fight through like sharks. Brown sharks.
Yeah.
They're not having to fight behind all the brown sharks.
Yeah, the turtle heads and shit.
The baseball scene.
The peekaboos. Yes, man, the motherfuckers will get you. They gotta be able to see clean tracks.
Holy shit. This show goes hard, man.
Yeah.
We're not playing.
Not at all. A little rough. Sorry for all y'all. Hey, look, if you like a finger in your butt, you like a finger in your butt.
Hey, if you like a finger in your butt, hit us up and tell us about it. You know, we're trying to learn some things. Clearly, there's some curiosity here.
Yeah.
G-Unit wants to know how many digits you got to go and with which finger.
It's going to take one finger.
Exactly. It should be one finger. But is it the middle finger, or is it the pinky, or is it the thumb?
What on
or is it one of the other
them double jointed people? You may want to use the double. You may like when the people they can do this. You might want to get in there
where they can flip their finger backwards the other way.
Yeah.
Now you're talking.
The
backwards finger deal.
Yeah, the guys they just sit there and their
where the fingertip
like,
goes the opposite.
It's just numb
like not that way, but it goes the other way.
Dangling their shit. I bet that would work real good in the fucking vagina if you could do that. If you could get your thumb finger numb
absolutely.
Like they do it, where it just be like, I don't know how they do it,
dude. If I could work it 180 degrees from one way back to the other side and get that in there on
G
spot and just
there.
Bloop 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 bloop, bloop bloop, you know that's working out.
Got
a little pressure on it.
Gotta be.
Yeah, out there. I swear. Shit that comes up on this show.
Well, that's just what I had going on.
I ain't got nothing done with
Mike's like unable to compete. Like you were talking about something before the show, Mike, but
I was just a dude that's suing Texas Pete for not being made in Texas. Like he just filed
he's
a lawsuit.
Win too, man.
I know he filed a lawsuit.
How much does he want? God damn it. Where does he live? He don't even live in Texas either, probably.
No.
He's got nothing to do with it. He probably doesn't even like Texas Pete.
No, he said he known Texas Pete has not been made in Texas because it says it on the bottle, but he's suing Texas Pete because it's made in North Carolina.
How does he know that whoever
Texas.
Came how does he know that Pete wasn't from Texas?
Or the guy's name wasn't Texas.
It might not have been Pete.
Exactly. It could have been.
It could have been Paul from Oklahoma.
But
and he was like, man, ain't nobody going to buy Oklahoma Paul's hot sauce.
He's suing Texas Pete.
Ain't nobody buying Oklahoma Paul's hot sauce.
Nobody is, but he's
nobody
suing
wants
Texas
that shit.
Pete because fucking it's not made in Texas. It's made in South
that'd be
North
like,
Carolina.
That'd be like if Old El Paso changed their name to like New Baltimore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody fucking wants New Baltimore taco seasoning.
It's a dude in L.A. Of course it's going to be L.A.
Of course.
So in L.A. you go buy some Texas Pete.
Nah, you see the hookup. You're like, dude, bro, you know these fucking Texas Pete isn't made in fucking Texas. Oh, bro, we should sue him over that, dude.
If he probably went big just
he's
because.
Gonna win.
He's not going to win. Fuck that shit.
He's going to win.
The way the world
Judge,
is now.
Nah, Judge Mason says no dice. That's not happening. I don't believe it will. I'll be shocked if that goes like that. I'm not saying it couldn't.
I wouldn't be.
I'm not saying it couldn't, but I will be shocked if it does.
He wants them to change their branding and all kinds of shit.
There's no way. What are they, the Redskins? Get the fuck out of here.
All right, so the food company has till November 10th to respond.
Brand change. That's right. They changed brands, motherfucker.
So November 10th, I'm going to put that in the pen, put a pen in notes. November 10th, we're going to see what happens. Because that's when the Tucker company has...
Oh, they couldn't have called it that.
...to respond.
They was going to call it the Mexican Joe prior to Texas Pete because they're trying to figure out names is what this joint's
Mexican right Joe.
See, but that's just it. It doesn't matter. You can call it anything you want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like... A rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
Yeah,
thank
just because it's not made in Texas. William. But if he wins, I wouldn't be surprised if he won. I mean,
I will be shocked. And if he does, then we have to figure out somebody else to sue.
Exactly. That's the other thing. Like, you know all what right, I mean? Cool. Milky Way is made from the Milky Way.
Right. This
Three Musketeers wasn't made by Three Musketeers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you could take this shit any kind of way you want to take it. You could just run down the list.
I mean, fuck
shit.
The bullshit. I still felt like an asshole after I ate a Snickers bar. I'm going to sue you, motherfucker.
Exactly.
Like, changed. Where does it end?
And I'm not sure if I'm a left Twix or right Twix person. You know, I'm confused.
I ate both Twix and couldn't tell the difference.
Couldn't tell.
It pissed me off.
You should be able to tell which Twix is the left one or which one.
Well, because with the way people are right wing and left wing, you could see how people would be like, no, I only eat left Twix.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they eat literally one of the Twix when it's like literally like it depends on what side of the bag you open.
What side of the bag you open, exactly. You know?
Stop it, y'all!
This is the world we are in right now.
That's why that's a great ad campaign because it's totally like making fun of that, in my opinion, it's a subversive, like, dig on, like, politics of America and the world these days. Right wing, left wing, that's it.
You laughing, what else did you find?
He just dumb. They talking about he's cheated his way into a $3 billion hot sauce industry by lying to these people.
By saying he's from Texas.
Saying, yeah, Texas. But they're calling Pete. Texas Pete. My barber in Texas is calling Texas Pete.
Now he wanted to change his name.
To what? What do they want to change it to? Not from Texas Pete?
Not Texas Pete. Just not Texas.
How about not Texas
nothing,
Pete?
Nothing with Texas, yeah.
Just some Hot Peter.
Because the Pete is one of the owners.
Or Hot see, Peter.
Pete is like a nickname of one of the dude's kids or son or whatever. Made
so
this
Hot
song.
Peter.
So they just came up with Texas. They want something to market.
Well, this is absurdity.
So
this is fucking absurdity.
Yeah. When you got time on your hands to do dumb shit. And if that dumb shit pays off,
well, that's like if I had named the show the Malcolm and Friends Show, and they'd be like, "What's your name's not really Malcolm, bro."
Yeah, exactly.
And I'd be like, "Well, the Jew's name ain't the Jew."
That's also like mine ain't J-Rod.
That ain't J-Rod right there.
Yeah, though.
My name's not Mahoney.
But you got everybody's trying to.
But my homies call me Mahoney.
Everybody's looking for that come up.
Everybody called me Jillian.
Right, you've been the Jew since for decades, bro.
Yeah, that's how I met you. I didn't even know your name was Andrew until like two, 3 years
I didn't
years
know
later.
If he had a religion, if there was like, I didn't know what the fuck it was.
That's
I didn't
the first
care.
Thing I thought it was.
I was like, whatever.
Hey, man, you going to meet my brother. He's a Jew. Okay, I didn't know y'all were Jewish. We're not. He is. What? Huh?
Okay, whatever. Yeah, I met him and everybody at Applebee's was calling him the Jew. And I was like, hey, yo, Jew, what's up? Blah, blah, blah. And he responded, and that was all I needed. Like, okay, bet. We're good here.
I guess I do call him the Jew. How about that?
All right, he responds to the Jew, so I will continue to refer to him as such.
I had one dude I worked with, man.
Hey, you got them fries, man? Fuck them fries, man. Oh, all right.
Yeah, Mama the Pinga,
bitch. I can fuck with that guy.
Oh, I remember that shit.
Hey, Jose, get them fucking fries, bro. My name is not Jose. It's Jesus.
It's Jose today.
All right, Jose, get them fucking fries. They burning, motherfucker. Goddamn, this ribeye is coming up off this bitch, dog.
Yeah, it's ribeye time,
Alfredo's
Jose.
Right about the microwave. Got 12 seconds left on the microwave, dog. This shit's cooked to perfection.
They cooked a lot of shit in the microwave at Applebee's.
Oh, all the pastas was in the microwave. Yeah. I don't know if they still
all
microwave
the vegetables
it.
Were steamed.
All the vegetables were steamed in the microwave.
Steamed vegetables steamed in the vegetable. In the microwave, in a plastic bag.
Oh, hell yeah, my girl.
That's how you do it. Gotta make it quick. Gotta get it out to the customer.
Goddamn
boom.
Right.
Here you go.
Here's your shit. Enjoy.
Hot as fuck. Yeah, we
nasty.
Do that shit.
Nasty
I mean, you ain't get that 5-star shit from there.
I mean, I worked in restaurants long enough to, like, not want to drink draft beer, like, 90% of the time.
Yeah.
If the beer ain't something I really, really, really like, I'm not drinking it. Give me it in a bottle. You got a bottle? No?
That's
all right,
like 7-Eleven and Slurpees. I don't like doing it, going to 7-Eleven and Slurpees, because I know some of the motherfuckers don't clean that machine.
Yeah. That's another thing.
Because that's got to be cleaned out every fucking
night.
Well,
it's like, if I can't think of any scenario where I would really want a taquito at 7-Eleven. But that's the only thing I can think of that they have. Like, maybe if I bought it, took it home, and cooked it at home. I can wrap my head around that. Right.
Yeah, like, fucking, I remember these dudes I used to work with, man. They used to fucking get the big bites. I'm like, man, bro, why you get... It's fucking 11:30. You know how long that motherfucker been rolling around on that goddamn spinner?
And who knows? Spinner? When's the last time the spinners got cleaned?
Exactly. Because they don't clean those. Right. I mean, they run some hot water on them and scrape them. That's if something were to spin.
Some of this stuff's really hard to clean.
I've worked.
No
spinners, you can't.
Right.
I worked at a 7-Eleven.
I've worked in stuff,
before.
And I've never tried to clean the spinners at a 7-Eleven, but like I've tried to clean stuff in my day, and I know when I see that shit, I'm like, you ain't getting that clean. You ain't getting that properly.
Yeah.
Not properly
like
clean.
The same with the slurping machine. Like, you got to dump this fucking hot ass goddamn water down that bitch to clean the pipes out, and you got to run it. A lot of people don't even bother running to get all that shit circled through. So
yeah,
fucking
yeah, you gotta flush
there.
Everything that's
you
in there
flush
out.
Flush it all out.
Yeah.
You're supposed to flush it all out. Yeah, motherfuckers won't do it. That's why the machine's always breaking down.
If I had my own Slurpee machine at home, I would rock with Slurpees all the time. I would be like, yo, I got the Jolt Cola Slurpee machine. What's up?
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
See, I knew when I worked there. I knew because I cleaned that motherfucker. That was the joint I did. Because
you'd clean it, run a batch,
know,
and then have
I'd
some.
Be straight. I'm like, all right, I know this is gravy. I'm good. You know, it's set up for the next day.
See, that's the thing. If you know too much. That's why you don't drink Slurpees. It's the same reason why I don't drink fucking draft beers. I bartended for too long.
You know a lot
I've
of
pulled
shit.
On that shit and seen too many things come through that I can't serve to somebody. I don't know what that is, but I'm dumping it down the sink.
Yeah, because
you know, and I'm going to just pull another tube, and I'm going to dump that. And
I'm pouring
four or five glasses. All right, this one's coming good. I'm going to go ahead and be kind and let that glass that got all the funk in it just sit here and get a fresh glass and fill it up with some of this fresh beer that ain't got no funk in it.
Yeah.
I've served people beer with funky things floating in it. People be like, what is this? I'm like, I don't know. I wouldn't drink it if I were you. You want a bottle or something?
Yep.
Like, I ain't in charge, man. I'm not the one cleaning these lines.
Because even those lines, they're just hooked up to the keg, and those lines don't get flushed
That's
through
right.
because they don't have nothing to flush through.
That's right. Well, there's people that come
probably
and are supposed to.
Supposed to do that, but yeah.
But do they? How often do they? Like, I got hired for one of those cleaning line things because I, like, filled out an application. I get, like, job sends now.
That would be a bad gig right there.
Kind of. But, like, you got to get in it. You got to have the equipment. You got to know what you're doing. You got to go from place to place to place to place to place and just do it. But, like, I don't know, man. That's some crazy
like
shit.
It's like air duct cleaning, but just for that. Cause
yeah, but all you're doing is hooking the pipe. Like, you're not repairing anything. All you're doing is plugging up lines, turning them.
You got to climb over all the bullshit in the refrigerator where the fucking beer stuff is and get linked into the lines and run that shit through. And you got to switch them from one to the next to the next to the next. And, like, I'm telling you, that shit is a pain in the ass. Like, I know it enough to know that I could do it. But I would know that it's a pain in the ass. If I could do it like on a Saturday morning, go and do like two restaurants in the region on a Saturday morning and make like $150, yeah, I'd do that shit.
Yeah, you do it in the morning.
On Saturday.
Get yourself a job, or even during the week.
You would have to.
I can't. I got a job during the week. You know what I mean?
That'd be your job. You
that'd
know
be funny
if
I took
if
I took
work
lunches.
That, like, you gotta be, that's got to be decent money where you can make a living off of that.
I mean, yeah, I bet you make 45, maybe 45.
These motherfuckers can make a living going around selling you beer or telling you what you how you need. You know, the fucks that come around there with the little clipboard and shit.
No,
those
no,
fuckers
here's
can make a living and shit.
I've
like,
worked
God
so
damn.
Many shitty jobs. I don't understand how people make a living because all the shitty jobs I've worked where other people work in them and they live their lives off of them. And I'm like, dog, I didn't make enough money to move out of my parents' house.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the kind of money. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, just not. Like, what do you got? Got roommates forever? Like, this, it's...
It's all fucked up right
now.
It's
all fucked up.
It is fucking nuts out this bitch, man. Motherfucker suing Texas Pete. I'm fine to fucking company to sue, but like, you just gotta find somebody to sue at this point
no,
in time.
No, man, damn it. Fuck, man. I mean, you know, 40,000. I don't need much.
Like Frosted Flakes, they're really not
great. I'll drop it for 40K, Texas Pete.
Yeah,
no big deal.
I don't even like that shit, and I'll definitely see.
But that's why you ain't look into it.
I don't give a fuck.
You know what?
You're not surfing.
I just don't like it as a hot sauce. Like I like Frank's.
Look,
like,
Frank's Red Hots.
Is Frank made by Bill?
I don't put that shit on everything.
But what can you? What could you get at them about it for?
Who made it? Did some motherfucker named Frank's? If it's built by some dude named Bill, fuck him. Why is it called Frank's then, bro? I love me some Frank's. I'll sue him, and I won't stop eating it. But. God damn. You know what I mean?
Y'all didn't name this after the actual guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But what about Uncle Ben? They changed the name. Like, what if Uncle Ben really was in the race?
Was he raping people or something? Is that what had changed him or something?
No, he wasn't raping.
No, they took him off the thing because he's black.
Because he's a black guy. They're like, it's racist to put Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima on.
See, Aunt Jemima, I get a little more than Uncle Ben.
But they had a KFC dude fucking Aunt Jemima for at least a season.
Now, he danced on the TV commercial with
him. Like, yeah. He was fucking that on the side.
What's wrong with that, man? That's interracial relationships. Interracial relationships are all kinds of commercials these days. And now we want to get mad because the Colonel's dancing with Mrs. Buttersworth in the commercial? Come on now.
Well, we got mad at the fucking frog for just going out there saying, WMW Barry! What was he doing? Was he raping other frogs and shit with his cane? Like, no, he was just out there, WMW Barry! For some reason, you got to get rid of that motherfucker.
For some reason, people say it's racist. I don't fully grasp it. But
I don't know why. Was he supposed to be a black frog or something like that? Like,
Speedy Gonzales?
No. Trey said it one time. He was like,
that's right. What the
hell? Apparently a spoof of the guy that did the blackface back in the day, that dude would do something similar.
But they got rid of Speedy Gonzales because that was racist towards Mexico. Speedy's not around no more.
But Speedy's just a certain kind of Mexican. Like, how many different Mexicans?
How was he racist to Mexican? He was fast. He was a hard worker.
Because he had Slowpoke Rodriguez was his cousin. Rodriguez. And Slowpoke Rodriguez was just drunk or high or whatever.
He was drunk and he was high. He was high.
All right, that's still.
Right, but like, that's the thing, right? It's just two different kinds of Mexican mice.
That's two different Mexicans right there.
Right, it's just two different people.
But two different range of people.
Two different degrees of a million degrees.
Now, Pepe Le Pew, he's gone because fucking, he was like a fucking sex offender.
He's a rapist.
Pepe Le Pew was straight raping bitches. Yeah. Like, every scene.
Nobody has a major argument about that, but it's not like Pepe Le Pew was like held up.
Pepe Le Pew wasn't a rapist. He was a sexual offender.
He was a predator. He was a fucking pedophile.
He wasn't a girl.
He was a clinger. He was everything. He did all the things. He beat off in the movie theater beside people and shit. Pepe Le Pew. He was always chasing bitches.
He was chasing bitches.
Was that bitch? See, we don't even know.
I would assume the same age.
You would fucking think, but you know, never fuck. Nobody fucking knows. Because
he was chasing that black pussy.
He was chasing pussy all the time. He was chasing pussy.
Stalking vagina. He was stalking fucking. Yeah, he got vagina.
And he would grab it up too.
He was a stalker. He was a groper. He was what is it called? He was sexually offended women, but he never raped them.
He would. He definitely was inappropriate because he would kiss on their arm and shit.
And then lock him up with his tail and shit.
Come kiss by with me.
In one episode, I remember him locking the doors on the bitch like, you can't get out of here. You idiot ass.
Matt Lowered him.
And he's chasing. He's hopping around the room while the cat's running. He's hopping. Oh, bon ami, where are you? You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
These are the cartoons that we grew up with, though.
But we didn't grow up and to be rapists any more than anybody else.
No, exactly.
You know, like, Bill Cosby grew up on that shit, too, but it's not,
We weren't out here shooting up people like Yosemite Sam was. Yosemite Sam never really shot nobody. He just shot the ground and
pumped
his little ass up off the ground.
Or whatever he shot would turn black and charred. It didn't have holes and blood. It was just like,
Elmer Fudd. Wow. Elmer Fudd was out hunting animals. You didn't see fucking PETA getting rid of Elmer Fudd because he had animals. PETA got to get rid of them. You
can't
know what
sue
mean?
Frank.
Why not?
Jacob Frank.
That's his name.
So there's a real Frank that makes Frank's red hot. But it's not hot. Clown. It's not red hot.
And I don't put that shit on everything.
There's angles, dude.
Yeah, you know I mean, yeah.
There's fucking angles.
Exactly. But like, fucking, well, who else was there, man, back in the day?
All right, I'm over.
My bad. Yo, so I just started watching Dahmer on Netflix.
Lord.
That shit's crazy.
What is that?
Like,
it looks
Dahmer.
Awful.
It
looks awful.
It's really not bad. It's just
about Jeffrey Dahmer, the guy that was eating his parents.
That ate the people?
He had his parents in the freezer.
I think so, yeah. No, that's a special now?
No, it's just on Netflix. They made a fucking Netflix series about him. Like, it's fucking 10 episodes.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, it's another one of them Netflix things.
10 episodes of him just eating his people?
Yeah, eating his parents.
It's just giving you the background, like, what the fuck, because you got some survivors there, you know.
Remember that joke from the 90s about Jeffrey Dahmer?
Which one?
What did Jeffrey Dahmer say to Lorena Bobbitt? You gonna eat that?
Hey, you know what? Hey.
That's like, a good one, right?
He probably looked at her and was like, man, she just wasted a good fucking piece of meat right there.
A good dick, man, just laying out on the ground. I'm eating that shit.
Well, I mean, it depends, you know? It could have been like an appetizer. Could have been a whole fucking meal. Who knows?
That's also true.
Like, there's no telling.
See, Dom, I mean, not Dom.
Was he eating these people straight up? Was he cooking them?
He would cook. I think so. It all depended.
I think he cooked them.
You start eating on their arms and
right,
shit,
pickled
like,
parts of them and cooked parts of them. And
yeah, and then the rest he would dispose of. Because I was telling the guy at my job, I said, man, I remember that shit when it happened. He was like, what? I'm like, that's right. You're too young. You're only 24 years old, so you never knew anything about this. You're only getting what you've seen.
Was that 90s?
In Netflix. Yeah, 92, 91 is when he got arrested. He got killed in jail. A motherfucker killed him in jail.
Yeah, because he was a wacko.
Yeah.
They didn't like him.
He was,
oh, you knew like, he was going to die in jail, man. I mean,
fucking little kids and shit, man, and whatnot. So, yeah.
I don't think John Dahmer was fucking with kids, but maybe, Mike. I don't
know. No, he was.
Was he eating children, too?
I don't think he ate.
Was he raping kids? Was he raping kids and eating their parents?
He was roofing them. He was roofing the kids. Like, he was getting, like, these strays, motherfuckers. Because he was going to the gay bars and shit getting people.
Fuck you.
That's where he was going.
That's whack. So he went to the gay bars to score dudes to eat them?
Yeah, pretty much.
Grody.
Yeah, yeah.
He really tossing salad, bro. Like, the whole thing.
He's tossing them in their salad.
Got a crispy gay dude fried salad. That's disgusting.
Yeah, you're eating his ass in and out. Stupid. Yeah, that's exactly what the fuck he was doing.
He eating his whole ass, right? His whole ass. He eating all the ass. God damn.
Well, he doesn't want to waste.
He cooked that with some onion or something like that, like liver? I don't even know how, you cook people.
Well, you probably take parts because he was talking about how to eat the heart.
Man. They say
he was taking the organs out and eating.
They say pigs are very similar to humans, so if I had to, I would barbecue a human if I was going to do it.
You barbecue that?
That's the route I would go.
Rotisserie them?
Well, you know, gut them and.
Yeah, you take the organs out. You can fry that up real quick.
No. I would smoke them for like 18 hours. You know what I mean? That's how I would. I mean, I'm just theorizing.
I mean, you can throw seasoning on anything. If I'm
saying, get that motherfucker a dry rub and cook it for about 18 hours.
What kind
hours.
Of wood you going? Cherry, apple,
a little mesquite, bit of. Maybe? I think that sounds fine. All that like cherry, apple, and mesquite.
A little bit of that.
How about cherry and apple? I want to do a cherry apple burn.
Cherry apple dude.
We'll do a cherry apple human.
Cherry apple
with a lemon pepper rub.
But we need an athlete though. Like, I don't want to do this to, like...
Just a normal motherfucker.
Just a normal motherfucker.
You need somebody who's been taking care of themselves.
Like, we need to do, like, Mark Wahlberg versus, like...
When Mark Wahlberg was in No Pain and Gain.
What's that bitch the Jew should date? The comedian bitch with the blonde hair that steals people's jokes. Yeah, Amy Schumer. Like, if I had Amy Schumer or Mark Wahlberg, I'm barbecuing Mark Wahlberg long before Amy Schumer. Because Mark Wahlberg had been taking care of himself, eating right, exercising. That would be some good meat. But, like... Amy Schumer? This would be all gristly.
Yeah, like if you got The Rock, you know The Rock going to have fucking...
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It all depends. Like, what are you doing here? Because, like, Amy Schumer, you might as well make sausage with.
She'd be good sausage.
Good, good round roast. Good roast
right there.
You can get some roast.
I'm going to have that little fat spurl in it.
Right, and the ribeyes would be nice.
Meat, you know what I mean?
Get that round on
it. Nice little steak on that ass, yeah.
Right. But a dry rub barbecue style, I'm going Mark Wahlberg before I'm going Amy Schumer. But how do we get here?
It's just the fucking way the shit
I don't know how this show happens. Somebody said to me in my last job, it was like, yo, y'all don't ever run out of shit to talk about. I was like, not really. I don't know how we keep doing it.
The shit just keeps coming because we're almost 700 in, ain't we?
But like, yeah, but like also we don't like hang out all the time when we're not here. So like, we keep our interactions kind of exclusive to this.
That way when we come here, we got so much shit that didn't happen throughout because we got all different experiences. We all see the world different ways.
Well, it started with just eating ass, and now it came back to eating ass.
It's on a different ass level. Eating just stayed in the topic.
Ass
right
eating
there.
Been around in the whole just been lingering.
Yeah, well, you know.
It happens.
These things happen.
I guess obviously it does. There's a lane for it. Uh-huh. Yeah, because, I mean, shit, they probably was eating ass back then, too. Like, medieval time. Can you see medieval?
No, they was eating all the ass. They was eating everything back then. They ain't give a fuck.
Yeah, they really did.
They was really just like angry fucking women, you know, because they were all women were shit, you know.
I don't know, dude. Everybody, I think, was mad the further back you go. I think we've only recently as a species got to a point where some of us aren't just angry all the time.
Yeah, but as far as the tossing salad thing go, I don't think that's ever been. Because their ass has been dirty. Ass was dirty back in the day.
There's a lot to that.
Ass was dirty back in the day.
But you know if you get a bitch, a bitch fresh out the bathtub,
oh well,
it's on and pop.
Somebody out there put their tongue in a booty hole, and that changed the game for everybody.
Some caveman was definitely
in a booty hole.
That definitely changed the game.
That changed everything for people.
The Jew's right. A caveman dragged a bitch home. And he started tossing her salad. And she was like, I'm staying here.
He wrote on a rock, man. He had just some booty hole.
His face like this.
Had his face, a tongue, and a booty hole. It was like when you try to put a picture into words. That's what he had on his rock. And they found it. And they were like, man, I think he's eating his booty hole. He's licking booty hole. Let's try it.
He wrote it out. Yep. This is how I got her to stay. I tossed her salad.
And some fucking English fuck went home and tried it. After his crumpets and shit.
Some uptight British explorer found this cave drawing and went home and tossed salad for the first time.
I've been trying to eat booty hole.
The history of tossing salad, though. Think about it, though. The history of tossing salad, right? It started with cavemen, and then it didn't happen for a long, long time.
And then it skipped a while.
And then an explorer sometime in the 17 or 1800s found a cave drawing and was like, you know what? I'm going to try that. And went home and started tossing salad.
Or you could have had just fucking a careless, just reckless motherfucker eating that bitch out, just going to town, and slipped and got tongue happy and went in the other hole. And she said, ooh, and he was like, wait a minute. Do that again.
No, the caveman knew he was just gnawing. He was just gnawing on the entire thing. That's how that, you know, no fucks was given. It took a while for the white man to really, you know, get into the game. Because he was, you know,
like little tongue in it.
Snake tasting for
sure.
Snake tasting.
Just a scent going.
Just put it out.
When the snake's tongue just comes barely out of his mouth.
It wasn't until she grabbed the back of his head and really put him in the booty hole. Like, what are you down there for if you're just going to be doing all that?
You're going to take this.
Go down there and blow on it. Get off it, bitch. Like, what are you doing out there?
Get off me, bitch. Stupid motherfucker, man.
It's not the blow job I wanted, bitch. Goddamn, ain't no need nothing to dry it off down there.
Don't let it dry off.
Don't
let things dry off.
Yeah. Don't need the blow dry. Y'all up on down there.
Shit. What was that comedian? Corey Hochul. He said some shit. He's like, man, there's nothing more degrading than eating pussy from the back. Like, I got an asshole looking right at me. No matter what you say to me, there's nothing more degrading than eating pussy from the back. I got that asshole just looking at me.
Nope.
And I'm like, well, man, you got bitches that suck dick from the back. You know what I mean? So, of course, her nose is going to be right in your booty hole, too.
Well, but there's a little bit of a difference. You got at least an inch or two between you and, like, the base. When you're eating pussy from the back, there's no space.
Yeah, there's no space. Your nose is right here.
Well, your nose is right here. Taste all on the plate, bro.
Yeah, you got to eat the whole plate.
If
you're getting the big plate, you got to eat the whole plate. You just can't fucking eat it.
Yeah, get that side dish, too, while you're in there. But,
okay. Yeah, if you already at that point where the butthole is sitting right here on your nose, you might as well just go ahead, because you got to come up for air. You got to, because you're not breathing in the booty hole.
Breathe through the booty hole, maybe.
You're not going to take that in. You're not going to have booty hole. You're going to come up. So when you come up, you know what I mean? You're almost doing what the reverend did. That nasty motherfucker.
You got to breathe from underneath. You got to lean in and go. You know.
That's what I'm saying. Doing a soft call.
That wasn't part of the plan. If you're eating from the back, you got to breathe from underneath.
He said the soft call.
You got this. It's like this going, right? Like that. You're going to be like.
Like you're swimming, you know?
Exactly, like you got a snorkel on and you're breathing from underneath.
You find the air somewhere in there.
There's an air pocket. Maybe not the air pocket you want, but there's a pocket of air.
So you gotta try to push an air bubble in the vagina. That way, when you're over there licking on it, you try to suck it back out.
You're trying to get your breath through a queef.
You want that queef back?
Just, ladies and gentlemen,
throw an air pocket in there somehow.
I think we're gonna have to bring this episode of the Mason and Friends show to a close.
Shit!
You know that's the thing. Always leaving wanting more, right, Mike?
Because we dumb. So,
yeah, we are dumb as shit. Anyway, be nice to people that look like you. Be nice to people that don't look like you. Don't be a dick.
I love Miss, my little miss, ladies and gentlemen. Keep moving forward.
That's right. Protect your mental health, your mental wealth, protect your energy.
And all us fellas, go get therapy, ladies and gentlemen. That's right.
Your crazy ass.
Be careful of these unicorns out here.
Watch out for unicorn pussy.
Pussy and the dust.
Oh, unicorn pussy and dick. I know it's out there, ladies.
Yeah.
Y'all got it. And you could get it.
Unicorn dick?
It's all out there, dog.
Yeah, it's all there.
Motherfuckers, you know, you ever had that friend? It doesn't matter if they're sex. They get it, and all of a sudden, they're a different person. They're gone. They're there. They're not. Yeah, you know what I mean? It don't matter if it's dick or pussy. Motherfuckers be like out on some good. You give a motherfucker a good orgasm, you change their life. But
that is
true. Keep that in mind. You know, man, don't forget. Keep grinding on the shit you're trying to get done.
Because we believe in you.
That's how things get done.
We love y'all.
That's right. We love you very much. And peace be with you.
Gone.
Peace.